Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a breakdown in Ableton Live 12 that feels proper jungle, proper old school, and still totally controlled. The big idea here is simple. A great DNB breakdown is not empty. It's not just take the drums out and slap a reverb on it. The best ones have a living rhythm, crisp transient detail on top, dusty mids in the body, and just enough flow and tension to make the drop feel unavoidable. So we're going to make an 8-bar breakdown that sounds worn in the best way. Think. Edited breakbeats with sharp attack, mid-range grime made from your own drums, a filtered bass ghost answering the groove, and automation that gives the whole section a real sense of movement. First, get your project organized. Label your tracks early: drums, bass, texture, and FX. That might sound basic, but when you're working with lots of edits, little chops, resampled bits, and automation, organization keeps the whole thing moving fast. Set your loop over 8 bars, and place a few mental checkpoints in your arrangement. Bar 1 is the breakdown start. Bar 5 is your texture lift or phrase change. Bar 7 is where tension should really start climbing. And bar 9 is where the drop comes back in. If you're already working from a tune with a drop, even better. Duplicate a section and strip it back instead of building from scratch. That way, the breakdown feels connected to the rest of the track. Keep the tempo in that classic jungle and old school DNB zone, around 172 to 174 BPM. Also, leave yourself some headroom while you build. You do not want to be crushing transients too early. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB on the master while you're working. That keeps the edits punchy and gives you room to breathe. Now let's build the crisp transient layer. Drag in a classic breakbeat, something like an Amen or a Think-style break. You can warp it if needed, but don't overdo the stretching. A lot of old break material loses its snap when you push the warp too hard. If you want to get surgical, use slice to new MIDI track. If you want it to feel a bit more natural and flowing, keep it as audio and edit the clip directly. Build a tight 1-bar or 2-bar chopped loop. Focus on kick and snare accents, a few ghost notes, and some short hat or ride fragments. You want enough movement to keep the breakdown alive, but not so much that it turns into a full drum pattern again. This is one of the main secrets in DNB breakdown design. The section should feel reduced, not dead. On the break group, add drum bus and keep it subtle. A little drive goes a long way. You're after crispness, not destruction. A touch of crunch can help the hits pop, but don't overcook it. And unless you really need more weight, keep the boom low or off in the breakdown. The goal is to preserve those transients. Here's the mindset. The listener should still feel the groove moving, even when the bass drops out. That transient layer is your spotlight. It keeps the energy alive. Next, we're going to build the dusty mids. Duplicate that break group to a new audio track and resample a few bars of it. This is where the character really starts to show up. We're not trying to make a clean loop here. We're trying to make a textured mid-range cloud that sits around the break like worn tape dust. On the resampled version, use EQA to clean out the low end first. Cut below roughly 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the main groove. If the body feels thin, give it a gentle lift somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. And if it gets papery or harsh, make a small cut in the 3 to 5 kHz area. Then add saturator or roar for a bit of grime. Keep it controlled. A few dB of drive is usually enough. You want the feeling of dirt, not obvious distortion spray. Blend this layer low under the main break. It should feel like dust around the hits, not like a second drum loop taking over. If the breakdown feels too clean, automate this dusty layer to come up slowly over the first half of the section. That's a great old-school trick. It feels like the texture is warming up, like the tape is getting closer to the head. Now for the bass idea. In a breakdown, DNB bass usually works better as a suggestion than as a full statement. So instead of dropping in a huge bass line, make a filtered bass fragment, a short re-stab, a sub-pulse, or a small answer phrase that reacts to the drums. You can build this with operator, wave-eatable, or analog. Keep it restrained. Filter it so it only lives in the upper bass or low mid zone for now. Somewhere around 150 to 500 Hz is a good area depending on the sound. Shorten the envelope so it hits and gets out of the way. If you add to tune or unison, make sure it doesn't mess up the mono focus too much. A really effective old-school move is to answer the snare. For example, let the bass stab land on the offbeat after 2 or 4. That gives you a call and response feel, which makes the breakdown feel conversational instead of just looped. If your drop bass is a Reese or some other signature sound, use a filtered version of the same source here. That keeps the arrangement cohesive. Then automate the cutoff opening a little in the last 2 bars. Not too much, just enough to hint that the full drop is coming without giving it away. Now let's create atmosphere from the drums themselves. This is where you avoid generic pad sound and make the breakdown feel native to the track. Take a short break hit, a snare ghost, or even a tiny bit of hat texture and send it to a return track. Process it with reverb, echo, or hybrid reverb. The key is to keep the space controlled. High pass the reverb so it doesn't cloud the low end. A decay of 2.5 to 6 seconds can work well, but make sure the low end is cleaned up. Pre-delay helps the transient stay clear, and a darker tone keeps it feeling underground instead of shiny. Automate the send so only certain hits bloom into space. Don't drown everything. The dry hits give the wet hits something to contrast against. That contrast is what makes the space feel bigger. You can also add a little room tone, vinyl noise, or filtered break ambience underneath. Keep it very low. This is one of those details that makes the whole thing feel worn, like it has history. Now we shape the tension curve. This is where the breakdown becomes a story instead of just a loop. Use automation to move the section forward bar by bar. You can automate the break filter cutoff, the dusty layer volume, the bass fragment cutoff, reverb sends, delay throws, and even utility width if needed. Think of the structure like this. In the first two bars, keep the break tight and the bass mostly absent. In bars 3 and 4, let the dusty resample rise a bit and bring the bass answer in more often. In bars 5 and 6, open up the space, send a few more hits into reverb, and let the top layer breathe. Then in bars 7 and 8, ramp the tension hard, open the filter, add a snare roll or riser if you like, and then cut to silence or near silence before the drop lands. That last move is huge. A tiny moment of absence can make the return hit so much harder. In DNB, contrast is everything. Also, keep an eye on width. Your sub and low mids should stay mono or narrow. If you widen anything, widen the atmosphere or the return effects, not the core transient layer. That keeps the breakdown punchy and DJ-friendly. And that's another important point. Treat the breakdown like a DJ tool. Even if the track is fully arranged, the section still has to mix well. Don't let the final bar get too wide or too messy. Keep the phrase readable. Now let's talk about the actual edit feel. Old school energy often comes from a little imperfection. If every chopped hit is perfectly on the grid, the section can feel too clean, too modern. So don't be afraid to nudge a few ghost notes or texture hits a few milliseconds ahead or behind the grid. That slight human swing, or chopped up instability, is part of the jungle attitude. You can also create varination with a parallel crunch lane. Duplicate the break group, then process the duplicate more aggressively with distortion, echo, and compression. Keep the original under it as your cleaner source. Then bring the dirty layer up only on key accents or the final bars. That gives you control over how much grime you want without losing the main transient clarity. Another great move is to use a single phrase marker hit. Put one strong accent, stab, or reversed accent exactly at the start of bar 5 or bar 7. That one hit can help the listener feel the section turning a corner. If you want even more drama, make one bar noticeably thinner than the others. In an 8-bar breakdown, bar 6 or 7 can almost drop out for a moment. That tiny empty pocket makes the re-entry feel much bigger. Once the layers are in place, bust them together. Send your break group, dusty resample, and bass fragment into a breakdown bus. On that bus, keep processing light. A little glue compressor with maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction can help everything stick together. Use EQ8 for broad cleanup if the bus starts getting cloudy. If you need a touch more edge, a very light drum bus can help, but be careful not to flatten the transient layer. The snap matters more than the glue. Always check in mono. The dusty mids should still read clearly. The break transients should still pop. And any width you use should stay in the atmosphere and effects, not in the core rhythmic content. If you want to push this further, try one of the advanced variations. You can make a dust bed from your own break by resampling a bar, high passing it, saturating it, adding a short room reverb, and then low-passing it until only the grainy midrange remains. That gives you a background texture that feels like it belongs to the track. You can also use a micro stutter on the final snare before the phrase change. Just a tiny 1/16 or 1/32 burst is enough. It adds energy without turning into a big EDM-style fill. Or try a ghost bass phrase. Instead of a full note, use short filtered pulses or sub-blips in the gaps between drum hits. That can make the breakdown feel like the bass is still thinking in the background. If you want a classic tunnel effect, automate a delay throw on the final hit before the drop. Just one throw. That's often more effective than filling the whole breakdown with delay. Here's the big takeaway. A great jungle or old-school DNB breakdown is about layers of attention. The listener should always know what the main thing is, while something hidden is still moving underneath. If the break is busy, keep the textures simpler. If the texture is shifting a lot, keep the drum edits more legible. So, to recap the workflow, keep the rhythm alive with crisp break edits. Build dusty mids from your own resampled drums. Use filtered bass fragments as call and response. Automate the section with phrase logic, and protect the contrast between transient and haze on the bus. If you do that, your breakdown won't just sit there. It'll breathe, it'll tease, and it'll make the drop slam harder when it finally lands. Now go build that 8-bar section. Keep it gritty, keep it controlled, and give the return something serious to explode out of.